Okay, this is our second shiur, second regular shiur, not counting the intro, and Perek Elu Metzias. And I'd like to start talking about the sugya of Yiyu Shalom Midas, which occupies a big share of the discussion in this perek, and as I mentioned last time, is really the central sugya. It's interesting that the Gemara doesn't start with it, even though much of what you have on Chaf Aleph and Aleph is really interconnected with the concept that's introduced to us as sort of the second sugya. So, what I want to talk about today really is the introduction to Yiyu Shalom Midas. Let's just read a little bit. The very last word on Chaf Aleph and Aleph is Itmar, then turning the page, Yiyu Shalom Midas. Oh, we could get you a Gemara. Okay, you've learned it before. Yish Shalom Midas Abaya Amar Lo Havi Yish V'Rava Amar Havi Yish. Yish without knowledge, which for simplicity's sake, we're talking about something that when you become aware that you've lost it, you will give up, but you are currently unaware. So Abaya says that's not Yish. Yish is a key ingredient for the item to become permissible for the finder, and we don't have it. Rava says it is Yish. Fine. Now the Gemara clarifies. If you're talking about something, we were just talking about this, that does not have a simon. I'm sorry, late at night. Something that has a simon, everybody agrees it's not Yish. I drop something, it has a simon on it. It's not Yish. V'af agav d'shamine d'miyayish libesof. The Bach changes that to libesof. Even though we hear him that he gives up hope later, lo have a Yish. It's still not Yish. D'chi asa liyade bi surahu da'asa liyade. Even if the fact of the matter is that later on he gives up hope, that was not to be expected. It's a fluke. The top Tosus uses the terminology umetchila lo haya omed liyayish. We're just introducing the sugya of Yiyu Shalom Midas, the top of Chafal from Adbez. So apparently, if somebody's going to make the argument that unknowing Yiyush is still Yiyush, Yiyu Shalom Midas is Yiyush, it's because it's to be anticipated. But when you drop something that has a simon, even if it happens to be later, the guy does give up hope. I dropped my watch, it has some unique markings on it, but I give up. That is a fluke, or that wasn't to be anticipated, and therefore, it's like he changed his mind. Initially, that was not to be anticipated.
What if it's in a Goyesher town? I mean, that's a main difference.
Right, so that's coming up. Uh-huh. We're talking about that also. But we'll come to that. But the Gemara uses this phrase, Dechi asal yadeh bi isur hu da'asal yadeh, which is what I want to talk about this week. Dechi, we'll come back to it in a second. Dechi yadeh denafal mineh, because when he will know that it fell from him, lo miyayish, or I'm sorry, when he becomes aware that it fell from him, he's not miyayish, meymar almar, because he says to himself, simona isli begavei, I have a simon on it, yehivna simona v'shakil nalei, I'll give the simon, I'll take it. That's something we're going to come to soon. That's an additional page of Gemara, but I'm just reading from Chafal from Beis in Bab Metzia. In fact, most of what I want to do is going to be outside. So what do we have? We have apparently a concept that the moment you find it is significant. The whole discussion of Yish, Shalom Midas, yes Yish, no Yish, but the Gemara is working with a premise that when you pick it up and thereafter, it is too late for the Yish to work. There seem to be two ingredients. You own something, you lost it, how does it become mine? How does it become eligible for me to own it? Things don't just transfer ownership automatically. There's two things, apparently. It's lost and Yish. So the guy lost it. I picked it up. Sometime later, there's Yish. Why is that not sufficient? Everybody agrees. If it's an item that has a simon, you dropped an item that has a simon. I picked it up. At that time, you hadn't been Miyayish. 2 days later, you say, I give up. I'll never find it. The Gemara is very clear. Everybody agrees that doesn't work. Why? If you had given up before I found it, it would. So the Gemara uses this phrase, and similarly, in the case where you're unaware, something that does not have a simon, I didn't even read it in the Gemara yet, but something that does not have a simon, but at the moment that I found it, you were not yet aware that you dropped it. So Rava says, let's call it a retroactive yish, exactly how that works is not so clear, but Rava says, there's a retroactive yish, so it's okay. Abaya says, there's no retroactive yish. So at the moment when I picked it up, even though in the future you would be Miyayish, but at that moment you had not yet been Miyayish, so it doesn't work. So what do we have a rule that's emerging from this Gemara that once I pick it up, subsequent Yish on your part doesn't help. And the Gemara uses a phrase to be Sura Asli Yadde, it came to his hand in prohibition. Mm-hmm. What does that phrase mean? Okay? Somehow that's what blocks subsequent Yish from working. Okay, clear? But we have to figure out why that is. To further complicate things, the exact same phrase appears with regard to Gezeila. Okay, that's why I made the copy of this page in Meruba, and some above, Amar Aleph in Baba Kama.
So I heard you mention the Tosus before, who says, Afazav the Hashtim Yayash, Akroi Wealmahi. Did you mention the Tosus?
Yeah, I mentioned the Tosus, yeah.
So that seems almost to be a different reason than Isur Bal Yadeh. It doesn't seem to be related to the other. One is the issue of at the time.
Well, Rava has some concept that even though you need the yish to have taken effect by the time you picked it up, there's a way that if we anticipate that, it's as if it happened already. So Tosfos is just saying that in a case where that shouldn't have been anticipated, even if the end had happened to happen, it was an item with a simon, and the guy did give up, but that wasn't to be anticipated. It's a groi balma, it's perchance, it's an, you know, but not. It wasn't to be expected, and therefore you can't use Rava's fancy rule of yish shalom idas. The akroi ba'alma is addressing yish shalom idas. Should get you a Gemara. So let's try to address. So what is this concept of Bisura Asaliyad? So as I was starting to say, you have it with regard to Gezela also. Okay, what happens on this page?
What does it become person? I mean, now it's a lost item. He has obligation to return. So it's the status, he found it. So now, what does he to do with the item? I mean, it's like,
okay,
what you
say? So I found an item. I have an obligation to return it. One would think I have an obligation to return it so long as it belongs to somebody. If Yush makes it, the guy doesn't own it anymore.
Right.
You'd think that obligation dissipates.
Right. But what Abaya said, it does not dissipate.
Not only Abaya, the Gemara right. says. The Gemara says, according to everybody, according to Abaya and Rav, if it's an
if
item
it
with a sin.
Yeah, it does not dissipate.
Right, so it's a strange thing. Lost, Yush equals, you can take it somehow, but lost, and you picked it up, and Yush doesn't. So why is it, once it comes to your hand, Yish doesn't work. That's what we're addressing. Why is it that once you've picked it up, asal yaday, then Yish does not work? And the Gemara's phraseology is bisura asal yaday. It came to his hand in prohibition, and that blocks the Yish from working. What does that mean?
I'm sorry. I'll bother you one more time.
I don't like to lecture. You're not bothering me at all.
That first tosis is going on in a case where there's a sin.
Right.
Even though the guy's Miyayish later, since now he's not Miyayish, we can't say Shalom Yadas have Yesh here, because when he is Miyayish, it was just it's a Kroi B'Alma.
Right.
We weren't expecting it.
Right.
But if you were expecting it.
That's how we know now he's not Miyayish. That's why we assume now he's not Miyayish.
Right.
It's not telling you why Yush doesn't help. It's telling you why he's not Miyayish. Even though he's Miyayish later, don't infer anything from that. That's a surprise. That's a shock.
But that's
so we will continue to assume he wasn't Miyayish at the time that it was picked up.
Right, and to be clear, that's why Rava...
That's not just...
Well, it's only necessary to state it with regard to Rava.
According to Abaya, it's Yush.
Yes, I'm saying it's Yush Shalom Yadas. Rava, who holds that in one case Yish Shalom Yadas does help, so you have to. So why not in this case? If Rava holds Yish that happens later can be considered as if it happened earlier, so why not in the case of a simon? So Tosfos is saying because in the case of a simon, the Yish that happened later is a fluke. It's a Kroi Ba'alma. It's a weird thing. In a case where it doesn't have a simon, that's where.
It's not actually, common, I mean?
Yeah. There's actually a couple ways we could explain this, but let's say. Where Chazal say that you can anticipate Yush happening, Rav holds as if it happened from the beginning.
So that's what Tosfos is saying.
Right, but Tosfos is saying, but in a case where it doesn't, where it has a simon, you shouldn't anticipate it. It's a Kroi Ba'alma. it's addressing the question, why would Rava not apply his halacha in that case too? Rava's a step ahead of me. He's next week's shir.
But the kriyat things is what makes it be isur asaliyada.
It's not, what makes it we don't have,
because in the case where
a mechanism to override the problem of isur asaliyada. Everybody seems to agree that the moment it comes to your hand is a defining moment.
So he should. Rava just should have picked it up.
Well, no. I mean, not necessarily. But Rava somehow holds. Yeah, but if Yish was destined to happen, it's as if the Yish happened before. Right, Rava. The moment it comes to your hand, everybody, Avaya and Rava agree that's the defining moment. But Rava says, but it's in halach, it's as if the Yish happened already. What do you mean? The guy's walking down the street totally oblivious to the fact that he dropped something?
Right.
Rava says, I'm telling you, it's as if the Yish happened already. Yish Shalom Midas is Yish.
So that permits him to pick it up? Sort of.
Yeah, well, in some cases, he's even obligated to pick it up. It's not a question of whether he's permitted or not. But it's a question of, can he gain ownership of the object?
But according to Abaya, he wouldn't be able even to pick it up.
According to Abaya, this is now the Yish is too late. Huh? You can mean to return it.
Oh, you could still mean to return it.
Yeah, we're not talking about it. The guy's picking it up to do a Shabbos Aveda. Mm.
It's the oddness of the Lashon of the Isur. Isur Asaliyade sounds like Shan would be Yugan's Vosbaf, but can't be. Of course, he's meant to pick it up.
There's two ways of going with what it means. Neither one seems to fit with the language. But that's just talking about, do we have a mechanism here to get around the problem of Isur Asaliyade? But Isur Asaliyade means the moment you pick it up is the defining moment. If Yish happens later, it's too late. Rava says, but in some cases, it's as if the Yish happened already. And Tosa's just saying, yeah, but not in the case with a Siman. That's all that is. Usually in Shas, when you have the same language in two places, we'd like to say it means the same thing, especially when it's a very specific type of phraseology. So we have this terminology, Bisura Asli Yadei, here. The Gemara uses it also with regard to Gzela. Okay, and the Samach Vav and Aleph in Bav Metzia, what happens if you stole something? Not you, but somebody stole something, and the owner is Miyayish. And the Gemara is going to use the terminology, it can't help to have you take possession of it, you the thief, because Bisura Asaliyade. Would you want to say that means the same thing? I'm going to show you, according to Tosfos, it does. According to the Ramban, it does not. We're going to see a phenomenon here that according to the Ramban, there's Isur Asliyadeh by Hashavas Aveda, and there's Isur Asliyadeh by Gzela, and they're actually opposites. They dafka don't mean the same thing, which is fascinating. There's going to be two sugyas that are relevant for us to keep in mind. I'm going to summarize this Gemara here in Bava Kamma, and then Chavav Amud Beis. There's a piece here that's very important. The machlokas between the Ramban and Tosas plays out over there. So let's just go over what's happening here in Meruba in 67a in Bava Kamma, and that is as follows. We happen to hold that if you steal something and the owner has given up hope of getting it back, that doesn't help at all. It doesn't do anything. Okay? You stole somebody's watch. He gave up hope. He still gave him back not only the value of the watch, but his watch. That's the halacha. But the Gemara has a different opinion. That's the ultimate line of the Gemara there. That's, was it Rabbi Yosef, I think? If you look at three lines at the bottom, Rabbi Yosef says, Yish eino kona v'afilu midrabon. Yish doesn't help when there's been a theft. But before that, the Gemara is talking in an opinion that holds Yish does help. Yish does something. If you stole something and then the real owner gave up hope, the fact that he gave up hope does something. The only thing we don't know is that a rabbinic enactment or is it real? You know, as the rabbis can override the halacha, something called the takanas hashavim. You stole something, really you should have to knock down your whole house to take out the one beam. That's right, you're familiar with that. But they make a takana, so we want to make it easier for people to do tshuva, so we override what the halacha should be technically, and we say, just pay him back the value, you don't have to give him the thing. So the opinion that holds that Yish makes a difference when it comes to Gzela, is that a rabbinic enactment? Is that midrabanan? Or is it real? Is it midaraisa? Technically, it really is so. So that's what the Gemara is discussing here. And the Gemara strokes its beard pensively and says, well, it's real. It should be real. You know why? Because we'll derive it from Aveda. This is Gezela, theft. There's halachas about Aveda, lost object. And let's derive the impact Yish would have by Gezela from the impact it would have by Aveda. How so? So now the Gemara uses the following very strange terminology, which leads to a machlokas between Ramban and Tosfos how to interpret it. Let's see. When it comes to an Aveda, if the guy gave up hope before you picked it up, you get to keep it. You're walking down the street, it's something that was dropped 3 months ago, and you pick it up, the guy gave up hope a long time, you're allowed to keep it, right? That's halacha. So by an Aveda, by a lost object, if the guy gave up hope already, you're allowed to keep it. So too by Gezela. You should help. And then the Gemara says back, or maybe they're different. Because when by Gezela, it came to your hand in prohibition. Mm-hmm. So you read the Gemara at face value, the Gemara is making a very strange comparison. If I did no crime, I'm a pious Jew, walking down the street, I found something the guy lost 3 months ago and he gave up hope, I'm allowed to keep it. So too, if I robbed you and you gave up hope, my thing was stolen at gunpoint or whatever, it was lost, and you gave up hope, I should be able to keep it. Like, what's the comparison? And the Gemara says back, well, no, maybe they're different because it came to your hand, but Isser. Like, the strange Gemara. So Tosfos says what it means is like this. It was a very compelling argument. Tosfos says it means like this. Just like we have a halacha of yiyush, which works completely. If it happened before you picked it up, a guy dropped something, he already gave up hope of ever finding it, then you're walking down Montgomery Avenue and you found it, you get to keep it. So maybe there's such a thing as yiyush working, but not to the same degree, but maybe there's such a thing as yiyush working even after you've picked it up. But to achieve what? To achieve that you no longer owe him the actual item, but just the value, and that should take effect both with regard to theft and with regard to a lost object. Maybe if there, in both cases, it's already come to your hand. I'm walking down the street, I already picked it up, and the guy hasn't given up hope yet. And by theft, by definition, it came to your hand before he gave up hope because there was no theft before, right? So
isn't the Gemara said if you change it, it's also
that's Yish and Shinei Rishus. That's actually right. Real. That's beyond what I can get into. Okay. But that's the no change of ownership.
No
let's
change
keep
of
it here. Just simply, we don't pass it this way. But this is what the Gemara is suggesting. What the Gemara means is just like there's a real concept of Yish, which works 100%. If there was Yish before you picked it up. Maybe Yish, after it came to your hand, should work in so far as you only owe him damim, the value, and not the actual chefetz, not the actual object. And the same thing if you stole it. I stole something. If I stole your watch, I owe you your watch. If I stole your watch and you gave up, I owe you the value of your watch. And then the Gemara says back, no, bisura asali yadei. It already came to your hand, and therefore it doesn't work. I was actually unsure which of these two is correct, but maybe that's not true because Bisura Asli Yadeh. And the Gemara, Tosfos rather, is assuming Bisura Asli Yadeh means the same thing with regard to theft and with regard to Aveda. Once it's come to your hand, you have a mitzvah of returning the stolen object, mitzvah of returning the lost object, Beheshev is Agzela, Hashav is Aveda, either one. And then Yish doesn't work, not even for that sort of quasi accomplishment of making that you only owe the value. So according to Tosfos, the phrase Bisur Asli Yadeh means it came to your hand and you have a mitzvah. It's a time of prohibition, meaning it's a time when there's no carte blanche. You're not out of scot-free. You have something you have to do. That's what it means here, and that's what it means here. It means the same thing, which is very nice, because it's nice when the language means the same thing in both places. The Ramban says Dafka not like that. Okay, the real address of seeing the Ramban's opinion is on Chavav Amud Beis. This is a very fundamental sugya. The good news is when we get to it, you won't have to redo it because we're getting our feet wet now. The Ramban is, we have the following sugya. We have a short two little sugyas in the middle of Chavav Amud Beis, which can either be earth-shattering or not as earth-shattering, depending on how you take them. Rava talks about a case. It's about a third of the way down, and the last three words on the line. V'amar Rava ro'asela shenafla. Gemara discusses the following two cases. Case number one, somebody drops something. He drops some money. Okay? And I picked it up. The guy has not yet been miyayish. Okay? And I picked it up before Yush, but not intending to do the mitzvah, intending to steal it. I'm supposed to do our Shavuos Aveda, but I decided, no, I'm going to steal it. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says he violates three prohibitions. Thou shalt not steal. The mitzvah, the obligation, hashiv teshivim, you have to return a lost object. And the prohibition of looking away from the mitzvah of returning a lost object. Lo sucha l'sale. Here's a Shavuos Aveda opportunity, and I balk. I decided not to do it. I violated l'sucha l'salim. I'm also taking something to steal it, which I have no right to. I'm taking something intending to keep it, which is that's l'sigzal. And there's a positive mitzvah of doing Hashavas Aveda, and I violated that too.
It has to be in Makshava? What? It's in the Makshava?
Yeah, but he is picking it up while he has... He's picking it up, but you're right, it is because of his intention. If you're watching him on a video camera, you don't know that he's doing an Aveda. I don't know if he maybe is going to run to return home. But he's picking, which has relevance, but he's picking something up, which really is an Aveda that should be returned, and from get-go, he means to steal it. Mm. So far, nothing so surprising. Then the Gemara says, and actually some Rishonim didn't have this text, but the Ramban is emphatic that the Gaonim had it, and this is the valid text. Even though he returns it, Afagav the Chazra, or some Afagav the Hadra, even though he returned it, after years, so now the guy's given up hope, and he gives it back. Matonahu de Yoivle. He's just giving him a gift. The Isura de Avad Avad. And the violation he's done, he's done. The simplest reading of the Gemara sounds like all three of errors you did, you can't fix. Right, that's what it sounds like. And it sounds like the Gemara is really saying a shocking concept. Tosfos, Matana Bahamu de Yoivle, says, well, what do you mean? You can certainly do Hashavas Aveda, that's a given. And if you do Hashavas Aveda, you can do Hashavas Gezela. So, those two... So the Gemara must just mean L'suchel his alem, you can't fix. L'suchel his alem, you're not allowed to look away, is a prohibition that's relevant the moment you encounter it. If at the moment I encounter an Aveda, lost object, I opt not to return it, I picked it up meaning not to return it, that moment you can't reclaim, that one you can't fix. So even though the Gemara says, you're just giving him a gift, Tosfos says, vis-a-vis one mitzvah. It's like you're giving him a gift, but you did fix the theft, and you did do Hashavas Aveda. If you learn the Gemara that way, it's not saying anything so surprising. Yeah. Ramban says, no, this Gemara is dropping a bomb. This Gemara is presenting us a fascinating case. What the Gemara is saying is, no, all three Averas cannot be fixed. None of these Averas can be fixed. Why? So
what's returning is? Returning is just gift.
You gave a gift. You're in this ironic situation where you did an aveira of stealing and you can't fix it, and even when you give it back, you just gave him a gift.
How's the Ramban learn the general mitzvah of a Shabbos Gezela? It's always you took it from him and then you returned it.
Right?
So
I'll explain. He learns that here we have a weird hybrid, which makes it a candidate. Yeah, returning Gezela is a lava nitta klasei, right? The reason you don't get malchus for theft is because the asei, quote unquote, fixes it. That's for sure. Generally, returning the lost object fixes what you did. The Ramban is saying this is a unique scenario where you can't fix it. So one thing that emerges in what the Ramban says is his disagreement with Tosfos, which I'm going to say. There's a lot more that comes out also. But the way the Ramban puts it, if you look at the Ramban and Melchamas commenting on this Gemara, it's really also in the Chidushim. And the Ritva back in our Sugya sort of paraphrases it. The old Ritvos. The Ramban says as follows. The Ramban says, and in saying this, he's explaining our question, which is, why is that once it comes to your hand, Yish no longer works? He says as follows. When you pick up an object to do Hashavas Aveda, you are working for the owner. I just became your employee. I don't mean literally your employee, but I became a shomer for you. I mean, the Gemara talks about it. You're a shomer. I'm a shomer for you. You don't know about it, but when you lost something and I picked it up, I'm working for you. I'm working to find you and give you back this thing. Your yiyush now is yiyush when it's in the hands of really like yourself. A shomer has the object for you, and your miyayish the Yish doesn't work because it's what they call Yish Birshus. Okay? That's the way the Ramban puts it. And he applies that here, and he says, so here's what we have. We have this weird scenario. It's an Aveda. It's a lost object. Then I pick it up to steal it. So, says the Ramban as follows. Why is it that when somebody loses something and you pick it up in order to return it, that Yish after that moment doesn't work, Bisuras Liyadeh, is because the guy who picks it up is working for the owner. I picked it up as a shomer for you. You don't know it yet, but that's the reality. But here I'm not working for you. I'm working against you. I'm trying to steal your watch. So in a case where I picked it up to steal it, I'm not working for you. So that doesn't block the Yish from taking effect. Right? The Yish is only blocked when I'm your shomer. Yeah, I'm not your shomer. Believe me, you're not the guy. I'm not the guy you want finding your watch. So since in this case I'm working against you, so Yish remains operative. Yish is able to work. So therefore, when the guy is miyayish, when the owner gives up, when he's miyayish, the Yish does work. That's only half the problem. So, so the question is, yeah, but it's also gzela. It's also gzela, and I thought that Yish after gzela doesn't work. So the Ramban is a little vague on this. The Ramban says it has trei kule. If you look at the wording of the Ramban in Chedushim, he says trei kule has, it's a hybrid of an aveda and gzela, and therefore like neither one works. But the Achronim try to figure out like, what does the Ramban mean by that. The Ktzo says, since I had permission to be picking it up, I mean, usually when you do theft, what are you doing? What are you touching my things? Here, there's an aveda, there's a lost object, and I went and I picked it up. As Israel said, it was my machshava that was wrong. But the Ktzo somehow holds that since I did have permission to be picking it up, that somehow has an impact on Dine Gzela. And that therefore the Bisur Asliyadeh of Gzela isn't relevant here. Which maybe is more of a discussion we get to Chavavim Beis.
So it doesn't become like a regular theft if you
right.
Regular.
On the one
theft,
hand, the Gemara says he did Lo Sigzel, so this is what's a little complicated. The Gemara says he did do theft. But since
we don't treat it as a regular theft, because if it would be regular theft, all he had to do is return.
Yeah, and if it would be a regular theft, we'd say Bisur Asliyadeh blocks the Yish from taking effect. But here the Yish can take effect because somehow the Chiyuve Gzela are affected. Others say it's the fact that what I stole is an Aveda. Sometimes people steal, they break in your house, they reach into your wallet, they steal. Here, you already lost something. It's halfway out the door from your possession, mm-hmm. and that's what I stole. Some say that's the difference that makes that the Bisur Asliyadeh Gzela is not operative here. But that's a little bit more of a discussion for Daf. But in any event, the Ramban's wording there sheds light on this whole concept of Bisur Asliyadeh. So what emerges is we have two explanations of what's happening here. Why, again, we're addressing a simple question. Why is it that Yish doesn't work once you've picked it up? According to Tosfos, because when you have the mitzvah of returning it, it blocks the Yish from taking effect, which we still have to explain what that means. But the fact that you have a mitzvah upon you blocks the Yish from taking effect. If you have a mitzvah returning a stolen object, it blocks the Yish from taking effect. Which, by the way, the only effect it could have is that you wouldn't have to give back the actual object. Nobody thinks that if I steal something and you gave up hope, I don't have to pay you back. That's ridiculous. What you might think is I don't have to give you your object back, I just have to pay you the value. Nope, it blocks it. The fact that I have a mitzvah, return that Aveda, return that Gzela, blocks the Yish from taking effect. That's Tosfos. And the Ramban is saying, no. Bisur Asliyadeh by Aveda is totally different from by Gzela. By Aveda, it's dafka, the fact that I'm working for you. That's what blocks it from taking effect. And dafka, if I picked it up to steal it, which is the sugya nafka vav, according to the Ramban, then this rule is not operative. That's a different thing. So according to the Ramban, this Isur Asliyadeh is dafka different from the Bisur Asliyadeh with regard to Gzela. So let's just I just want to talk about Tosus this week. Okay, let's just so I just put out there that Tosus holds when you have a mitzvah to give this item back, Yish doesn't work. Okay? I picked up a lost object. I have a mitzvah to give it back. Yish can't take effect. Okay? So what's the lumdus of that? I mean, Israel was really asking at the beginning. Usually, what mitzvah you have follows the legal reality. I have a mitzvah to return something if you own it. Right? But the first question you ask is, do you own it? Right? Usually, like the Choshen Mishpat reality would be koveya the mitzvah, not that the mitzvah forces the Choshen Mishpat reality. I have a mitzvah to make sure that everybody has the property and the money that they're supposed to have as per the halacha. And here we're sort of saying like the mitzvah creates the halacha. So how does that work? So there's a chakira that the Achronim talk about, but it's really, I believe, machlokas rishonim. And that is, there would be two ways of explaining this. One is, look, you're right. Yish does make a person relinquish his ownership. It is a relinquishment of ownership of something. But when there's a mitzvah, the Torah doesn't allow you to take advantage of that. That would be one way of explaining it. Yish really works. Yish does really work. But when you have a mitzvah, I don't think it's midrabban, I think it's d'oraisa, but you're not allowed to take advantage of that fact. The other way to explain it is to say, no, the mechanism of yish does not work when you have a mitzvah. I'm trying to think of a good mashal for this, but again, one way of explaining it is the yish really happened. It does take effect. But because you have a mitzvah to give that thing back, and if we allow you to take advantage of that yish, you won't be giving the thing back. So we say, look, we know there was yish here, but your mitzvah, we want you to keep your mitzvah anyway. Still do the mitzvah.
Is it Rabbanan?
No, I believe it's d'oraisa, but that the mitzvah, even though yish worked, the mitzvah doesn't allow you to take advantage of it. The other way to view it is that, no, one way to say it would be as follows. Yish doesn't really work alone. Yish works when it creates a certain reality. And Yish can't create that reality when there's a mitzvah here. It's like in the mechanism of Yish. So if you look carefully, this is a machlokas rishonim. Back on Chof Vav and Beis, the next mini sugya, right afterward, which is a related thing, is as follows. What happens if we have somebody who's a slightly better citizen? Not much. But he's walking down the street, comes across a lost object, picks it up with the very magnanimous intention of returning it. Wonderful. Okay? The last two words on the line, almost half the way down. Netalo lefnei yish, almanas lahachzira. He picked it up before yish to give it back. Ula'acha yish neschaven legozla. So the good news is he had good intentions at the beginning. The bad news is later on, I got a little selfish, okay? So when he picked it up, he meant to do the right thing. Then after yish, he said, you know what? I'm going to steal it. Over mishum hoshev teshivim. So what does he violate? Hoshev teshivim, the mitzvah hashavas aveda. So you look at this, a tosus, eino over ele mishum hoshev teshivim. See, the first two lines not relevant to our discussion, but then Tosa says, V'im tomer v'amai leka lav delo sigzol. The Gemara seems to be saying, all he is doing wrong is failing to do Hashavas Aveda. I picked it up, meaning to return it. Then when you were Miyayish, I decided, no, I'm going to steal it. And the Gemara says, I'm in violation of Hashavas Aveda. I have an Aveda, I'm supposed to be returning, and I'm not. Why am I not in violation of Lo Sigzol also? This is not my property, and I'm holding on to it. And I know you may be thinking, well, because it's passive. The only time I did an action was when I picked it up. Now it's sitting in my drawer. It's sitting in my pocket. I'm not doing anything. And
it's not stealing. It became owner of us.
Huh?
I mean, sort of, if he's
but one yayish. Second, isn't the yish? This is exactly the point I'm trying to bring out. Yeah. But I already picked it up before yish.
Okay.
Then he's miyayish. And now the Gemara seems to be saying, there's no lo sigzol here. So it asks Tosafot, "V'im tomer v'amai leka lav de lo sigzol? Why is there no lo sigzol here? Imishum de Beteira Asli Yade, if you want to say, well, because when he picked it up, he, I'm in the second to bottom Tosis on Chavav and Beis. If you want to say it's because when he picked it up, he was doing the right thing. I meant to do a mitzvah. So Tosis, it's not true. Halob Kovish Schar Sacher Ikalav Kedamar Perakes Eveneshach. If you owe somebody wages and you withhold them, it's theft. You're not actively stealing anything. Mm-hmm. You didn't pick up or take money actively. There can be passive lo sigzol. So why is this not lo sigzol? And don't tell me it's just because he's passive and when he picked it up he was doing the right thing. But now he intends to hold on to that money. It should be lo sigzol. So look at Tos' answer. Yesh lomar, you can answer, dehasam kishim ischaven ligzol lo nis yashua bailam. So yeah, if you owe money to somebody who worked for you and you decide to withhold it, it was no yish. But in our case, there's yish. I picked up this object meaning to return it. He then was miyayish, and now I mean to steal it. It's not lo sigzol. Why? Because he was miyayish already. What? I thought we said that once it's come to.
Is it according to a buyer or according to a rabbi?
Well, I don't think it matters. Once something comes to your hand, it's too late, right?
Even if Joe, a third party Goslin, comes at that point, here it is sitting in the guy's house who found it. He picked it up. The Yush isn't going to help now. But now that there's Yush, somebody breaks in and steals that. Sounds from Tosfos that there's no.
Yeah, there's a discussion at the beginning of the parak that even a third party, it's problematic. That's also a discussion.
You can't steal something after Yush,
right? But what do we see from this? What you see is that Yush does work. We were saying before, you pick up an aveda, and I'm working in Tosfos now, so I'll work with Tosfos terminology. You pick up an aveda, you pick something up, and you have a mitzvah hashavas aveda now. Once it comes to your hand, you have a mitzvah hashavas aveda, and we said that blocks yish, right? That's what we said. But here, when we're asking why isn't there lo sigzol, we say, oh, because he was miyayish. I picked it up, he was miyayish, so therefore now when I decide I'm not giving it back, I'm stealing it, it's not lo sigzol. I'm failing to do hoshev teshivim, but it's not lo sigzol. Why? Because he was miyayish already. So Yish did work. So what you see here is, it's not that Yish can't, at least according to Tosfos here, it's not that Yish can't take effect once it's come to your hand. It's that somehow, even though it does take effect, as evidenced by the fact that now you didn't do lo sigzol, but because you have a mitzvah, we don't allow you, the halacha doesn't allow you to take advantage of Yish's effect, but Yish does have an effect. Tosfos Rosh says the same thing. But in the Tosfos HaRosh, you even see it, actually in the very previous, I didn't make a copy of this, but again, let's go back to the previous case. The previous case was where, I picked it up from the outset, meaning to steal it. This is an object I really should be returning. I picked it up to steal it. I violated three mitzvos, and not only that, but then he's miyayish, even when I decide to give it back, didn't fix anything. So the Tosfos Rosh first quotes Tosfos, essentially the idea of Tosfos, that you don't really mean that you can't fix the three mitzvos. You can fix Hashir Teshivim, you can fix returning lost object. You just mean Lasuch L'Salim. Then the Tosfos Rosh says, Umihu Ikala Meimar Dasei Da Hashir Teshivim Nami Lo Kiyem. It could be not that way. It could be that you can't do Hashavas Aveda either. And first they explain it one way, but the second way they explain it is the rush, that is. Inami Hoshev Teshive Mashma Shiyoshiv Lo Avedoso. Hoshev Teshive means return him his lost object. Vizo Eina Chashuva Avedoso Kevan Dinis Ya'esh V'yotzem Rashuso. Hoshev Teshive means the guy, he has a lost object. You have to give it back. Here, since he was Miyayesh, it's no longer his lost object. So what do you see here? Again, you see that we're not discounting Yush.
Tosfos first and say there is no Yush, it blocks Yush. Now it's basically saying that there is a Yush.
Right, it blocks Yush in terms of you being able to keep it. But for other ramifications, like the mitzvah of Hashev Teshivim, it Yish did take effect. Okay? So we're seeing it really in Rishonim. It's something that Achronim talk a lot about. But you see it in Rishonim that the Yish does do something.
Is Ramban arguing this?
Ramban is a whole other... Maybe we'll get to Ramban next. I'm working within Tosfos.
Okay, so this is Tosfos.
I mean, this could be in the Ramban too. It could. But what we're seeing from these two Rishonim, Tosfos and Tosfos Rosh in two places, is that Yish does... It's not that Yish, after it comes to your hand, does nothing. It does something, but somehow Tosfos is saying, Hashiv to Shivim means whatever effect that had, you're not allowed to use. The Rashba, it clearly argues, he basically quotes this, that it's Rashba and Chavav and Beis. First he cites the Girs in the Gemara, V'afal gav da hadal achar yish matana ba'am hu deka yoev lev yisur da avad avad. He quotes it, Ravid zal hevir ala kulmos, the Ravid erased this phrase. Like some Rishonim found that so shocking to say that you can't fix all three, they erased it, but and some hold that way. But others say, no, this is the valid text. And Tosa says it's a valid text, but sort of forces a read into it that it's not saying as much as it sounds like. But the Rajba says, Od Amru, they said, the Efshe Dafilo Ased, the Heshev Bitel. It could be, even the Asay, now he's like talking about the Ramban, even the Asay of Heshev Udir Mavatl, Kaven Shehimtin Adshin Is Yashu Habailim, Ainzu Avidoso Shikfarn Is Yashman. He says what I just quoted to you from Tosa Rosh, that once he's been Miyayish, it's no longer his Aved anymore. Ve'eno Mischaver Be'enai Kol HaTzorach. This is not correct in my eyes, Kol HaTzorach, as much as needed. Davedaso Vadaihi. It certainly is his Aveda. Dekaven de Osel Yode Be'isura Eino Eloke Pikadon Be'yad HaMotzeh. So he's using the Ramban's terminology. But he's saying once it comes to your hand, Be'isur.
You're just a guard.
Right, the Yish can't work. So we seem to have a machlokas Rishon, and you may be right, maybe it depends whether you're going with Tosfos or the Ramban, but some are saying that Yish works, but the mitzvah doesn't allow you to take possession of it. Others seem to be saying, no, Yish cannot work. See, some want to say that even according to Tosfos, the Lumdus could be similar to the Ramban, which is really what you're seeing here. You know, it's like, wear my glasses and they're right on my forehead. You know, you can't have lost something if it's right there. So if the way you look at it is, there's somebody out there working for you. What do you mean you gave up? You didn't really give up. It was a mistake. It's not real. So one way to look at it is, the Yish itself doesn't work, but the Tosfos and Tosa Rosh are saying that the Yish does work, but somehow you're blocked from utilizing it. So that's Tosfos within Bisur Asli Yadei. I don't want to do too much of this all at once, but maybe next week we'll come back to more in the Ramban. It's interesting, the Birka Shmuel and Rebaruch Ber Sefer on Bab Metzia, he had piece after piece after piece on Bisur Asli Yadei. The joke is in what's Rebaruch Ber's famous favorite sugya in Bab Metzia, it's Od Be'inyan Hanal, like more in the same time. But there's a lot to say. I don't want to cover everything he talks about, but there is a good deal to talk about. I just want to end off with, I never actually read the Gemara on Chafal Fmanav, sort of skipped the Teiku Sugis, and we would just run through it very quickly. Or at least the Shilas that end in Teiku we didn't do. But I'll just read the Gemara quickly. Matza Peres Mefuzaren. This is the way not to give a Gemara shit. First do Ambez and do Amaralef, but hey, whatever. Matza Peres Mefuzaren. If he found scattered fruit, as the Mishnah said, you're allowed to keep it. Vekama, how dispersed are they? Amar Vitzla Kav Ba'arba Amos. At the ratio of a Kav spread out over four Amos. Hechidami, how are we talking? Iderach Nefila, Filu Tuvanami. Viderach Inuach, Filu Batzer Mihachinami Lo. That's not the variable that matters. It doesn't matter what the rate of, you know, how dispersed it is. It matters whether it looks like it fell or it looks like it was placed there, which, as I think I mentioned this last time, which drives Tosfos to say the question v'kama must have been phrased by Rabbi Yitzchak himself. Because you don't ask a question, have somebody give an answer, and then say, well, what kind of question is that? So probably he asked the question. He presupposed that it's a valid question. And now we have to make an okimta why he thought so. We're dealing with the gathering in of the granary that season when they would gather things in. So the papyrus we're talking about is actually grain. A kav in 4 amas, which is a lot of bother to gather, a person wouldn't bother, wouldn't go back and take them. And therefore, he would make it hefker, he'd be mafker the grain. Batzer mehachi, less than this tarach, he would bother, v'hadar asi v'shokelu, he would go back and take it, them rather, v'lo mafkelu, and he's not mafker. Fine, so we have some baseline, kav barba amas. The Gemara now asks this very strange question. Boy Rabbi Yirmi, chatzi kav b'shtei amos mahu. Half a kav in 2 amos, what would be the halacha? So all the Rishonim, except for Tosfos, most Rishonim assume that until now we were dealing with an area of 4 by 4 amos, and when we say a half a kav in 2 amos, we mean a half a kav in 2 by 4 amos, exactly half the area. It was a square of 4 by 4, now we're cutting that square in half, it's 4 by 2, and half the amount in half the area. That's what the Rishonim, in general, assume. Tosfos has a possibility that it doesn't mean that, which to me seems very compelling. Maybe in the language it's harder to accept, but logic it seems sound. But anyway, but most assume when we say Chatzika b'shtei amos mahu, we mean half the amount and half the area. So Gemara goes through the logic. Kav arba amos tamamai mishum denafish terchayu. What's the reason why he's mafkir, he gives it up when it's kav and 4 amos? Because it's a lot of bother. Chatzi kav b'shtei amos, a half a kav and 2 amos, kevin de lo nafesh tirchayu, lo mafkilu. It's less bother, so he won't give up. So the obvious question, which is what Tosfos asked, so every case of a kav and 4 amos includes half a kav and 2 amos, especially if it's in the same ratio. So what do you mean, this is too much of a bother, and he's mafkir it, but this is not, so he takes it. So let me understand. I just dropped a kav. I left.
Maybe area is more important than amount. I mean, this is...
Right, but if a person's willing to do the bother of collecting a half a kav from 2 amos, so in a case where a guy left a full kav in 4 amos, wouldn't you assume he would take half of it? Because every case of the larger includes
the small area.
So the Rishonim work with an assumption. It must be that psychologically people want to finish a job, which I think we could relate to. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to leave half of it. I'm not going to go out to the field or go out to the granary and leave half of it there. Right. So, but if it's a big bother, so because I'm not going to leave half of it there, I'm not going to do it at all. But if it's a smaller job, I always get the job done. So if the job is smaller, even ratio-wise, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's like a psychological thing. That's what you have to answer, according to most Rishonim. See, if you assume that the ratio is changing, which is Tosfos' other pshat, then you don't have to say that. Odil, or maybe mishum delocha shivi, because it's not significant. If it's not valuable, if a kav is not valuable to me, in other words, if it's weighing more in my mind, is how much am I getting for this, not how much work am I doing, so he's getting even less. Fine. So by the same token, it's kavayim b'shmona amos. 2 kav and 8 amos, mahu. So again, the simple assumption is 2 kav and 8 amos means 8 by 4. We're doubling the area, not 8 by 8, that would be right. So kavayim b'shmona amos mahu, kav b'arba amos time amai. What's the reason why it doesn't go back for kavayim b'shmona amos mishum denafesh terchayu? It's a lot of bother. Kol shekin kavayim b'shmona amos. Now this is much more work, it's twice the work. Kavayim denafesh terchayu, since their bother is a lot, tfei, even more. Mafka is mafka. O dilma, or maybe mishum delo chashivi. It's not valuable, it's not significant. The kavayim b'shmona amos, kavayim denafeshivi lo mafka. Oh, there's more in it for me. It's worth a day's work, you know, it's worth going out there. Next, Shaila, Kav Shum Shimin Barba Amos Mahu. So sesame is harder to collect. It's very small, but it's apparently valuable. Grain, not that valuable. I don't go back for it, but sesame is more valuable. I would. Or was the main criterion because it's their bother is a lot. This is even more of a bother, I guess. I suppose it's very small and hard to get. So, of course, he's mafka. Next, shayla, kav tamrei barbamas, kav rimoni barbamas, now larger fruit. Dates, pomegranates. Ma, what's the halacha? Kav barbamas, time of my mission to locha chashivi, kav tamrei barbamas, kav rimoni barbamas, nami kevin to locha chashivi. These, in our society, I think they are expensive, but I guess they're very available. So, I'm going to go bother for dates and for pomegranates to. They're not worth too much. Mafkilu is mafkilu. O dilmo, or maybe mishim denafesh dechayu. Maybe the issue with the grain is it's a lot of work. V'kav tamri ba'abramos, v'kav rimoni ba'abramos, came to lenafesh dechayu, lo mafkilu. But these are not a lot of work. They're large objects. Doesn't take too long to collect. So if that's the more significant criterion, then maybe he would. My, what's the halach in all these cases? Teku, let it stand. Which the Sefer Yuchsin says... stands for Tishbi Atarz Kushus. So school kids think that's like an absolute meaning, but maybe it means Tishbi Atarz Kushus Vivos. Tishbi will come and answer. But it's a fascinating thing. Rabbi Yitzchak made a rule. Rabbi Yitzchak set a rule, and the Gemara has all kinds of shilas that are such difficult shilas. They end with the teiku. Now, how you understand what the cases of half kav and tukav were, will have bearing on how you understand what Rabbi Yitzchak said the rule is, and what the Gemara was unsure about. I think most of us, when we read this, assume it's a ratio. We have a rule, yef shel tzamtzem, it's very hard to have something exact, so when you give a case, you don't assume you have the exact. So if somebody says to me, kav bar v'amos, I would assume that means a ratio. This amount of work to this amount of space, you know, it's too much of a bother. The problem is, the simple reading of the Gemara, which is the way most Rishonim read it, is then we went halfway down on the ratio scale, and we have a teiku, and we went double on the ratio, you're right? If it's half a kav in that same area, I have no idea, teiku. Ask Eliyahu HaNavi. You double it? No idea, teiku. That's just strange. So what did you think Rav Yitzchak was saying? So I mean, one way to look at it is Rav Yitzchak, maybe four amos is the usual... I don't know, area that people leave over in a granary or thereabout.
Shoes, Thomas.
Yeah, but it's strange. Like Rav Yitzchak made a statement that's only at one. See, the Tosfos in their second answer. Again, the question they're asking is the one I mentioned Derech Agav before, which is how can you have a shayla about half a kav and 2x4 amos if that's included in kav and 4 amos? So you have to give that psychological answer we gave before. But Tosfos asked that question. And in their second answer, Inami, the last two lines on the page, in the middle of the line, Inami kav ba'av amas merubon have a chatzi kav b'shtei amas rochav v'arba amas orach v'hachaboy chatzi kav b'beiz amas al beiz amas. Maybe when we say half a kav and 2 amas, we mean half a kav and 2x2. And maybe when we said 2 kav and 8 amos, we meant 2 kav and 8 by 8, 64 square amos. So then...
it's a different area.
Yeah, then it's very different. Then I would say, Rabbi Yitzchak was giving me an absolute rule of a ratio, and what the Gemara is unsure about is, yeah, but maybe when things get much smaller or much bigger, the scales change. Which to me seems like a little bit more of a compelling... question or more of a compelling assumption of what Rav Yitzchak was saying in the first place. Most Rishonim don't like that. Maybe because the language just doesn't sound that way.
Or maybe it was halacha moshe b'sin. I mean, it did not say halacha moshe b'sin. It was set up
the ratio,
and then the rest we don't know.
Yeah, this is not like in shiur and some of the things where chazal had a masora or shira. It doesn't sound that way. It sounds like he's...
he just gives...
Yeah, it's not like this is derived from a pasuk or anything. This is kazayas. You know, this is... there's some things where we have a halacha, which is almost like chok, that's the measure, but that does not seem to be the case here. So it's hard to understand what they thought Rabbi Yitzchak, what they thought he was saying. Look, the Shita Mekubetzes talks about this... somewhat, but anyway, it's interesting that that's what we leave as a teiku. And all right, so now we've gotten our feet wet a little bit with the Isur Asa L'Yadayin, and I hope to get a little more into the Ramban Shita and what the actual mechanism of Yiyush Shalom Hidas according to Rava is. Now that we know that there's this rule that the moment you pick it up is significant, so according to Rava, how does that work? Because later he's going to be Miyayish, like he's Miyayish now, how does that work? God willing, we'll come to that in the upcoming weeks.